On the show today, we have Peer IT Credit Union Services' very own Jack Smith and the National Credit Union Information Sharing and Analysis Organization's Brian Hinsey talking about CU Intersect. Oh my gosh, this is a great conference coming up, talking cybersecurity, talking technology, talking organization. We're bringing them all together in this one conference, and Jack and Brian are here to tell us all about it, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a couple of fine techie gentlemen in our virtual studios today, and that would be Mr. Jack Smith from Peer IT Credit Union Services right next to me. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. And then right below us is Mr. Brian Hinsey from NCUISAO. That's a lot of letters, Brian.
Yeah, you can call us NCUISO for short, but thank you so much.
No, I like spelling it out. And that stands for those who might be new to this, National Credit Union Information Sharing and Analysis Organization. So that's what that acronym stands for. But glad to have both you guys in our virtual studios today. And we're talking about CU Intersect, which is coming up this summer in Houston, Texas, July 18th through the 20th. And it's going to be here before we know it, because this year's already flying by. It's April, basically. So it's just crazy how fast things are going. Jack, do you want to start out? Give us a quick overview on CU Intersect, and Brian, I'll let you chime in as well.
You bet. I mean, I would love to. So the way CU Intersect started, I think it's a really good question, was actually the NCUISAL has been having a conference for the last, I think it's 3 or 4 years, that Brian's put together. We were actually attending as an attendee and a vendor, and we loved the conference. I mean, it was really focused on cybersecurity, risk, mm-hmm. compliance, a lot of things that we touch as an organization when we're helping credit unions. And so over the years, we've continued to go there, and Brian reached out to us literally before COVID. So this seems like last year, but it was
two years
ago now, and said, hey guys, we would love to have you help us, if you're interested, be a major sponsor and participant in this conference and actually help us put something together a little bit more robust. And so we started having some conversations. They were very great. They were great conversations about, well, where do all these things come together? Where does security? Where does risk? Where does technology? And so when we had these conversations, we said, well, there's an intersection point where this all actually is part of your overall strategy as a credit union. And lo and behold, we were like, maybe we should call our conference Intersect. Maybe we should have three tracks and really focus on these three different areas. And then, which is unique to our conference, I think, at the end of every day, have a session that talks about how all three tracks come together.
Ooh, nice.
And finish the day with that, so that we're actually really showing. So we want it to be very educational, right? We don't want it to be a salesy conference. The NCUISO is a not-for-profit. They're here to help the industry, right, with cybersecurity, with risk. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to actually wahoo that from them and make it about us. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to continue to be educational. Right. And so we were like, how can we contribute to that? Okay. And then how can we drive more people to this conference that we find tremendous value in? And I'll give you some other examples, and I'm sorry, but I want to share this because I think it's great. One of the things that's happened because of our relationship with the NCUISO, when you think about a zero-day threat or vulnerability like Log4j, when it hit, since we're a member, we knew immediately, Brian's organization, because we are a member organization as well, we joined the NCUISO, we get the alert. Well, we were able then to go to every credit union we support in our as an organization, and we started to lock down security-wise. We had a team put together. Oh, yeah. We put a team together immediately, and we went to work on every credit union we support to make sure they could not be exploited through this. I mean, literally, we put a crack team together. Okay. We would not have had that information as early, and we would not have been able to react to it as quickly without the NCUISO.
Yeah,
so they actually
really
helped
that.
Us.
Yeah.
Well, those, yeah. In fact, I will tell you, it was great. One of our clients, I don't know if they'd want me to say their name, but literally called me and said, we're so thankful this happened. We've never had this where you guys just jumped in before we even knew what was going on and had us protected. So no, I mean, it was really good, and it was very well received. Yes. By our clients. I mean, they were very happy. So we've been very blown away by Brian's organization, all the value they provide us, mm-hmm. and that we actually, when we engage with a credit union doing CISO services or Chief Information Security Officer as a service for credit unions, mm-hmm. we actually make it part of our service. Like, we bring it in with our CISO services
oh, wow.
because Now, the credit union can get rid of it because we're paying for it. We'll buy it for them because right, that's how important we think it is. Okay, we're like, okay. Oh, we'll pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. Now, after if you decide you don't want to do business and you see the value in it, you should probably retain them, right? I mean, there's a value in keeping that as a service. So anyway, I just thought at a high level, understanding how we came together and why we came together is extremely important because this really isn't about us. It's about the industry and it's about helping mitigate the risk in the industry. So Brian, I'll throw it to you. I'm sure you've got a lot more to intelligible things to say than I do.
Yeah. What are those three tracks that you were referring to? And Brian, you want to explain those?
Yeah, absolutely. So in concept, we're really talking about security and, you know, technology coming together and organizational resilience and the intersection of all the various disciplines that really go into that concerted effort that a credit union goes through to protect themselves and ultimately protect them, their members, on behalf of the institution. So, you know, that is really where, as Jack asserted, the CU Intersect came up. But at the same time, we wanted to recognize a little more granularity of this year's event and provide an opportunity for a little bit more specialized tracks. So while we will have multiple cohort sessions, we're doing sort of a potpourri mix and match your track of risk management and compliance, what we're calling IT security and technology. A lot of great talks in that session focused on, you know, frontline network defense or emerging tech, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the CISO track, right? The various things that chief information security officers or those that don't have the title but wear the hat, you know, are charged with every single day from a leadership and strategy perspective. So these three tracks are a great opportunity for organizations to kind of weave in between the sessions that interest them most and kind of build their own conference, if you will. So we're really excited about having those three tracks as a part of our, or to supplement our cohort session.
Gotcha. And the other question, just kind of out of left field here, is what's going on in Ukraine right now and the threat, the cyber attack threat, has this given new meaning to this conference as well? You guys be addressing that there, Brian?
You know, I think it's all part of the bigger story, right? In the sense that it's certainly important, but we always have these significant events as well. I mean, this is unprecedented glimpse into the future of global war in the sense that there's a cyber angle. So I certainly think that's something organizations are watching, and depending on the organization, their strategy, how they've discussed it, they've taken different measures to either watch or proactively protect themselves, things like that. But ultimately, there's a Log4j around the corner, right? There's Microsoft on-premise Exchange vulnerability, SolarWinds. All this stuff is impactful to credit union organizations and requires strategy. It requires, it's not a one-person effort either, right? It requires relationships internally to be leveraged in internal collaboration, external collaboration. And again, I think it ties back to what we're talking about with ultimately credit union cyber resilience and the purpose of CU Intersect, which is to bring everything together and make sure everyone understands it truly is a team effort.
Well, I really think these topics that you guys are talking about, they've always been important, but I think they've really been amplified just in the last few months. I mean, especially based on what's happened in the last month with Ukraine, but even more so coming out of COVID, you know, when, you know, when fraud was just rampant and still is, obviously. I just think everything that you guys are talking about is so amplified now and is so top of mind. Is that kind of what you're thinking too, Jack? This stuff is just, it's got to be talked about.
Like one of the things that, well, I think what would blow people's mind. So one of the, this is crazy. And this was at NCU ISO a couple of years ago, actually, where I was shown this. We have some really cool vendors and speakers, and some are actually from the government. So from the three acronym agencies that could talk about this at a high level, right? But one of the things I was privy to in one of those examples by one of those three letter acronym agencies was actually looking at the dark web, and someone showed it to me, and they actually said, "Hey, I'll do a demo with you. You want to go see what information on you is there?" And I was like, I guess. I was kind of scared.
I'd be very scared.
Now, I felt good because my name's Jack Smith.
Pretty common name.
Tons of me, and maybe I would get lost. Maybe I would get lost, right?
Yeah.
They did not find too much on me, but they did find a little. I found a couple of credit cards that had gotten out there that I'd thank God canceled. And then they started showing me threat vectors and different things that were happening, like in real time stuff too. And all I can say to you is I'm glad there's an awareness because of Ukraine. I'm not glad that Ukraine happened, obviously, but this has been going on. Like, if I told you what I saw in some of these things that I do see when I look at security, I mean, it's constant, Mike. Like, there's DoDS attacks every millisecond from China, sure, Russia on the United States. Like, and every business that you can think of, any, and some small business is going, oh, they don't even know I exist. Yeah, they do, because they don't know. They're just trying to get in anything. And then they'll, once they're in, they see what the value is and they either stay or don't. But it's a constant, right? So yes, people really need to be vigilant, because as we like to say in the cybersecurity side, they only have to be right once. We have to be right all the time. When you're defending it, it's a constant, and they're always going to be smarter than you because they're always looking for the new exploit, and you're just trying to catch up to the last one, and you're trying to stop. So it's a never ending battle, and that's why you need partners like NCU ISO who tell you every day what the threats are. I mean, I literally get an email every day that tells me green, yellow, red, what the threats are that are out there. Our company gets them every day.
I couldn't sleep at night if I got those. not that there's anything I could actually do about it, but God, just knowing. But which makes your conference all that much more important or significant in the financial services sector. And again, that's, I think what you guys are going to be talking about is going to be at such a heightened, amplified level. You guys can probably be standing room only, I would think. So, having said that, who is your conference meant for, Brian? What's the ideal audience member or the ideal attendee for this conference? Or
you know, that's a great question, and thanks for asking it, because some folks might be wondering if it applies to them. And the truth is, it applies to really anyone who's a security stakeholder at the organization, ultimately. And now while we tried to create a little bit more catered content based off of those tracks that we already discussed, I mean, I would say anyone from the director level, C-suite, the network security analysts, risk management professionals, fraud people, I mean, this is all part of their story and all part of their roles at the organization and helping, again, to protect both their financial institutions, but ultimately its members. So, you know, I'll say that regardless of the size of your credit union, if security comes up on a regular basis, fraud comes up on a regular basis, this conference is going to have something for you.
Okay, well, I think you're going to have
Mike, I would even say, board members. I would even actually say, because as I'm a board member of a credit union, and guess what topic always gets brought up in our board meetings, every board meeting now, cybersecurity, risk. What are we doing from a risk perspective? How are we protecting the institution? How are we protecting the members? So I would even say it up to the board.
Who's going to be speaking? Obviously you guys will be speaking there. Who else will be speaking there? You mentioned those three letter government entities, Jack, were those types of folks speaking or what's going to be, give us a feel of who's going to be speaking.
I'll let you take that.
Bro. Yeah. I mean, a lot of subject matter. Yeah. Great. Thank you. And a lot of subject matter experts were expecting to talk about a wide range of, technological either advances or talking about trends in cybersecurity. We've got some great subject matter experts in from high profile entities from the private sector that we're excited about. We're also expecting the National Credit Union Administration to be there and start talking about the future of some of the supervisory priorities and some of the resources made available for credit unions. I think anyone watching this from a credit union knows that from a cybersecurity standpoint, it's been an extremely fluid and dynamic 5 years around the regulatory piece and the examinations piece. So being able to have NCUA there and present from the horse's mouth, so to speak, the future of what these resources are going to be and talk about what's coming down the pipeline and the expectations, I think is a tremendous benefit for anyone in attendance there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, when you have the NCUA's ear, it's important. So, and when they're going, you know, it's even more important. So yeah, so they actually, NCUA has been talking about this for quite a while now. And kudos to them for really being on top of this. So really good stuff here. What do you guys want to achieve? Having said all of what we've already talked about, what do you all want to achieve from this conference? Do you have any certain goals in mind that you want to achieve here? Obviously, education is probably the biggest one to make people aware, but what else is on the plate as far as achievements or goals here? Jack, you want to take that one?
For me personally, I think for us personally at Pure IT, it's really to drive. I mean, this is going to sound funny. It's to drive people to realize that they probably should join the NCU ISO for us. I mean, because of the value to the credit unions. And even if you're not working with a company like us, I mean, this is a not-for-profit that's providing you the zero-day threats, the threats that are coming at your credit union every single day, right? And I just feel like getting the word out for them is just really important. I mean, I think the industry as a whole, this is a great organization. They focus on this daily. And everyone, I think, and it's not expensive to join. I mean, it's a non-for-profit, so it's not expensive. And I just think it adds so much value to credit union. So really for me, it's to drive awareness and adoption so that we can start securing our credit unions for our members. I mean, that's really it. It's about that for me. Brian?
More so, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, it has to tie back to our mission, which is ultimately enhancing the, you know, cyber resilience of the nation's credit unions. And we do this through information sharing and collaboration. So beyond the educational standpoint and the important takeaways, I think it's also about building collaborative relationships within the industry, right? So information sharing can happen internally, externally, small scale, large scale, but ultimately we're all safer and more resilient as a result of those types of communication efforts, right? It's almost like that long ask, what's the secret of life? Well, I think it's probably communication, and that's the foundation of what we're doing here. Yeah. So, I mean, if somebody walks away with a little bit of good information that was impactful to them that they can take back to their organization, but also build some new relationships that, you know, they can leverage in the future to, you know, a peer-to-peer relationship that can be used to make their organization safer or anything like that. I mean, I think ultimately that's really the goal of what we're trying to accomplish.
Right on. And when you guys are talking to credit unions, I know everybody wants to act in this area and do the best that they can, do their due diligence, so to speak, but what are some challenges that keep credit unions from really kind of fully protecting themselves in this area? I mean, do you guys, is there a theme or anything like that? Is it a resource type thing, or what do you guys hear out there that keeps credit unions from, you know, really fully protecting themselves?
Wow. I mean, I think it's different for different size credit unions, yeah. Mike, and I think it affects different institutions at different levels. In your smaller to maybe mid-size institutions, it's probably a few things. It's awareness. It's the right resources internally to help do it. And then it's just knowledge gaps. It's not, and it's not knowledge gaps as in they wouldn't know if they knew. It's they just don't know. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what the threats are.
Right.
So I would say that in the larger institutions, it really comes back to more policy process. If I'm really thinking about it at a high level, it's more strategic. Mm-hmm. It becomes more of a strategic pursuit versus just an academic one. And I say academic, it's not academic, but like in the smaller credit unions, it's just get me a perimeter, get me secure, right? In the larger credit unions, you're going all the way into fraud. You're going all the way into deeper. There's a lot deeper things you can start to go into. So it's just different for each for each size of institution. But those are the things I see a lot of.
Okay. Brian, what do you hear? What do you hear from your perspective?
You know, I think one of the things, like Jack, that was a great way of putting it. I mean, I think it does truly vary each credit union, and even smaller and larger credit unions, while they're, you know, you can't necessarily say that a large credit union has a certain structure and a small one has a certain structure, can vary by so many different factors. But for me, ultimately, I think, you know, there's a few things that any credit union can stay on top of. In some cases, it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And it is staying on top of threats and understanding that. But I mean, quite frankly, sophisticated attacks by, you know, government-funded entities on the software supply chain, things like that, those are hard to plan for, right? But what you can do is keep your software up to date, manage access privileges, especially through third-party vendors, you know, implement multi-factor authentication.
And probably MFA one thing is important.
Awareness. Yeah, and employee awareness is huge, and actually a new thing that I think people should be focused on, maybe not a new thing per se, but it's becoming more and more important, is engaging your members of the credit union in the effort, creating awareness amongst them, but also making it easier for them to report potential fraud threats or security threats that might be impacting them. But all of this is hard because it takes time and resources. So, you know, what's a difficult challenge? Mm-hmm. It's finding the time, energy, and those types of things to make all this happen. So that's another advantage of information sharing, is when some of these challenges present themselves, you know, credit unions can ask for a head start from their peers. But, you know, we know one thing, and that's that credit unions don't typically have big security staff. They might outsource a lot of things to third parties, and as a result, they need help with that kind of stuff, and it's just a human resource challenge to kind of circle back on the original question and you know, accomplishing such a big effort.
Yeah. Well, and I'll give you another great example, because I just hit me when you said that. We were in a pretty large credit union, and they didn't even have the IT piece really under risk. And so one of the things we talked to them about is it needs to move over there, right? So even understanding where it sits in the organization and how it needs to be looked at holistically, that's another factor. I mean, we see that a lot. Mm-hmm. It's not, IT has always been treated differently in most credit unions. And now that the value has increased over the last, let's say, 5-6 years, and with you know, fintechs and all these other things, IT touches everything now. And so understanding where that IT security piece should sit, is it really an IT function or is it a risk function that actually sits at an executive level and gets that kind of awareness, right? Yeah, that goes back to the CISO.
Yeah.
Because we don't see a lot of CISOs in credit unions.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. So who's doing that?
Yeah.
Credit. I mean, that, so who's driving the policy and process? Who's driving the strategy? And that is where we tend to see a gap. A lot. Gotcha.
Well, the reason why I asked that question is because you guys will be addressing this type of information at your conference. You're going to get these answers at this conference. So if you're a smaller credit union, a mid-sized credit union, or a really large credit union, you're going to cover the bases here. And so that's what's going to be taking place at this conference. I kind of wanted to lay that foundation there for you guys. So, all right, gentlemen, I know you guys have lots of work to do, but where can folks go to register and sign up for the conference and get on the list and get to Houston here in mid-July? Where can they go?
And I'm sorry that we're having a conference in mid-July in Houston, guys, but we're going to have really good AC. I promise. AC is going to be great.
About to say.
Yeah.
So is it steamintersect.com, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our own conference website. All the details you need are over there at steamintersect.com. We have early bird registration, so a special early registration discount through the end of the month.
Okay.
I think you're going to find it just to be such an affordable but incredibly valuable opportunity. And Mike, also for your listeners, if they use the code at checkout CU Broadcast 2022, then they'll also get another $150 off.
Wow. Okay. We'll put that in the show notes. Let people know. All right. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate that. So we're going to get this out there and promote it big time for you guys. All right. So, all right, gentlemen, anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
Stay vigilant.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah. Brian?
I'd love to have a clever catchphrase, but again, just, I appreciate the opportunity and I hope everybody stays safe out there.
Indeed. Well done. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you guys in Houston in July. And again, yeah, crank up that AC, Jack. All right. So, but we'll be fine. Houston's a great town.
Take care, guys.
Be well, be safe. And again, we'll see you in a few months. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.